Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Pride fans, welcome into another week. It's Friday, and that means the Heather Macy's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Chris Sawyer. As always, we're joined every Friday afternoon by Coach Heather Macy, Greensboro College women's basketball here on Blog Talk Radio. Coach, welcome in.
Hey, Chris. Thanks so much for having me again this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great week for you guys. Busy. Again, we say it every week. You're just in the thick of things. But another successful week. Two games. I know it was nice to be back home at Haynes. Some nice crowds. You were on the road for, three straight games. Took on Methodist, second time you guys had met last Saturday. Came away with the 84-65 win. Then it was a next one, January 25th on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, you welcomed in NC Wesleyan, 82-69. But I tell you what, that was a hard-fought win. You guys really pulled away in the second half. But you know, first, talk about being back home. Some good crowds for the games. Saturday was a doubleheader, scored in the 80s, and you know, a couple more conference wins to stay undefeated.
Well, it was a tough week. Both Methodist and Wesleyan are really, really good opponents. They're in the upper half of the league, so I knew it was going to be really important how we played. I thought we defended incredibly hard, but you know, being back home is important. I mean, we are in the thick of things in the conference standings, but we're also in the thick of things when it becomes around academics. So we've started this semester. The kids are rocking and ready to go. So limiting the missed class time has been huge because we really, really want to make sure they start this semester off right academically.
Absolutely. And it's a little buzz on campus. All the students are back. It's nice to see. But let's look. You guys, when you played Methodist, it was not to say this game, again, you pulled away towards the end, but both games have been very competitive. Audrey Jennings finished with 18, Carly Mason 14. Also, Aaliyah Whiteside finished with 14, and then Asia Palmore had 11 again. But Palmore, I say every week, Coach, 12 rebounds, 11 of them defensively. We'll talk about some of the other players, but let's talk about Palmore again. I mean, she dominates on the boards and gets you guys scoring opportunities because I know you like to run.
I think her staple is going to be the way that she rebounds the ball, but she's been finishing better, which I've been really impressed with, and she's been working on that. She made a concerted effort in some of her practice environments, but, you know, Aaliyah Whiteside's been really efficient in the way she's shooting the ball. She's shooting it at an incredibly high percentage. She's not taking a lot of shots, but she's shooting over 50% in these past couple games. So I've been really impressed with her, and she's a big catalyst in how we defend, and she's our best communicator defensively, and she's doing what a senior would do right now. As we're leading into February, I really want all of them to be playing at their best, and they really seem to be.
Yeah, and you know, you look at Leggett. She, in the next game, scored 19 points along. You know, I talk about Palmore, but Dee Moore is another one that gets in there, establishes herself down low, and also, as you said, as Palmore's been doing, is Moore's been finishing a lot down low, getting a lot of – they're feeding her very well. But talk about Leggett and Moore, their performance, 19 and 15, 8 rebounds between the two of them as well. And that was – sorry, that was the NC Wesleyan game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to say something. The key against Wesleyan, you've got to really be willing to rebound the basketball because they are so tough on the glass. Their second shot is always their best shot. And, you know, Dee Moore has been playing a lot more constantly. She's been working on her footwork. She's scoring way better around the basket and just getting into a really good rhythm. And then, you know, 2-3, Leggett is, to me, the best player in the league. I mean, I just think that she, night in and night out, rarely does someone who scores it as well as she does equally rebound it, and on top of that, be one of our best defenders. And, you know, typically when you find you've got a really good player that can score the ball like she does, they can be a dog on defense, and it's just not the situation with her. I mean, she is so good defensively. She's so disruptive defensively and just super aggressive, and so – she just continues to get better and better and better. And so what I'm finding with our team, we've got one game left in January, one game away from going undefeated in the month of January, which is so big, and we'll celebrate that like crazy with our staff, but also with our players, because we do believe that consistency is the truest measure of performance. And if we accomplish that tomorrow, that'll be a pretty cool accomplishment to be consistent in January. And then obviously the challenge that I'll be posing to them, can you do it again? Because when you're undefeated in February, you start doing some really cool things as a program.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about 2-3. I'm gonna go through some of the standings in the conference right now, players. So people really realize what your team is doing. But a lot of people, I did not realize this, Coach, but looking at the statistical leaders, 2-3 is number four in three-point percentage. You know, we don't talk – she makes them, but we always talk about Mason and Jennings, but she's right up there, number four. And then Jennings and 2-3 are sitting at number two and number three in the USA South in total points. So that's pretty good accomplishment with their consistency to be up that top with, because there's some good shooters in this league and some good teams, and they're between 2-3 is number three, and between her and the fourth, she's 29 points ahead. And then Jennings is 29 points ahead of 2-3. So they're at 298 and 269. So I know you got to be proud of them and their production, because you had 2-3 before in junior college too. So you've seen her grow.
Yeah, it's been kind of fun. I've coached a bunch of these kids for three seasons now. Kelton, we were at the junior college together, and you know, and we've won two championships together from the junior college, and obviously to last season, which has been a lot of fun. And yeah, their growth has just been incredible. But also the way that they've grown as far as like statistically, you can see the growth. But what I'm also seeing is the growth from being great leaders and being great role models and so close to finishing up their degrees, and what they're going to do after is where the real success lies, I think, with all of these seniors that we have. And, you know, February 11th will be our senior night here in Haynes Gym, and it's just going to be a really special night, because these kids really deserve to be celebrated, because they have done so much during their time here at Greensboro College.
Yeah, and I don't want to keep harping on 2-3, but you made the comment she's the best player in the league, and I'm going to tell people why. Again, I brought up the three-point percentage because you wouldn't expect her to be in the top four, but you go down to assist. I mean, she's number two in the conference in assist per game. So you think about that. She's not only scoring, but she's finding her teammates. And that's a testament to her play. And I wanted to bring that up too.
She's an all-around player. I mean, Chris, this is the thing about this kid, is what I just brought up about the way that she's defending. She is also – the leader in our locker room. She's a leader in our huddles. I mean, she is an incredibly charismatic leader. And then she's also the kiddo that makes sure all of our laundry is handled and the balls are pulled up for practice, and that our jerseys packed for road games. She handles some of that stuff work-study-wise. And, I mean, you just started talking about a servant leader. I mean, that's who this kid is, and a talent. And like you said, she's not one-dimensional. It's not like, oh, yeah, okay, you got to guard her for the drive, or you got to be aware of how she posts up and gets offensive rebounds. She's just going to stretch the floor and hit threes. I mean, I'm telling you, she's a pro. And so, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching her play for years and years and years. I tell her every day, I'm like, play until you're 40 years old, because it allows me to travel to some European country every year to get
there
to see her play. So I hope she plays for a long, long, long time and takes me on the ride of my life, let me go to all kinds of countries I've never been to before.
You know, and I watch her play as sports information director, but yesterday was the first day I actually got to sit with her, you know, outside of a game. And you're right, she's a leader. We're doing a project, and she's part of it, and she actually took the lead on it. And so, yeah, it's just a great person, great student athlete, great part of the program. You look at, you know, I want to go down this real quick before we get into Saturday, but we talked about Jennings. She's third in the conference in points per game at 15. We talked about Palmer already with the rebounds. She's sitting at third in the league. You've got Moore, we talked about. She's shooting, Coach, 52% from the field. So she's number two. So, I mean, again, you look at the thing. You got Greensboro Pride right up on every category. And as a team, too, you guys are pretty much leading the conference in a number of areas, or at least in the top three. Right now, you're leading in total points. I mean, we could go around all day. I mean, it's that your record says it. You've got a solid team, and every night there's three or four on the scoring end, but you've got people on the defensive end. A lot of people don't see the steals and the blocks, and the things that happened. Because I know 2-3 and Moore were getting some blocks. I just said that right now, and 2-3 is leading the league in blocks. I mean, sorry, in steals. So, again, Ed Livingston, which we hadn't talked about, Livingston's number two, Lauren Livingston. So, again, right up there at the top.
Well, we've been working incredibly hard to become a dominant program nationally in Division III. And so to do that, you've got to have really, really good players. And so you're kind of pointing at some of the stats that shows that we've been able to attract incredible talent here. You know, Audrey Jennings and what she's been able to do between her freshman and sophomore year, the reason that is so impressive is it didn't take us graduating 3, 4, 5 seniors a year ago for her to her role to expand. I mean, Chris, a year ago, we didn't have any seniors. So you're talking about here comes Audrey, and we're returning everybody. And so the way that she is just elevated, and obviously I'm a big proponent of dynamic in this world. Nothing is static. And so if you can embrace that every single day things are changing. So either we're getting better or we're getting worse, but you can really buy into we are not staying the same. And I think Audrey Jennings clearly defines that, and the way that her role within our program has grown and the way that she's worked in the off season and is confident in what she is playing. And, you know, credit all the other players who look around. When she first started scoring at the first couple games, it was kind of like, well, did she just have a couple good games, right? And then you start watching how confident she plays, driving it around the rim, and you go, oh, you know, she's adjusting. She's emerging. Like, you can see her kind of developing and growing, like the metaphor of the butterfly, right, and coming out of the cocoon. I mean, you can see it just in the way that she's flourishing. So proud of her. And then you look at Dee Moore, and she's plus 50% from the field, and I'm losing my mind every time she misses one, Chris. I mean, that's how good she is. That when I call it tricking it off. When she tricks it off in the layup, I'm going, you're too good for that. High finishes, and we're working with her heavy balls every morning at workout. And I'm sure she's thinking, you know, coach has got me chasing perfection. And in a lot of ways, that's what I challenge her to do, because she is so good around the rim, and she's learning how to be second to leave the floor, and she's learning how to develop from the mental side of the game and preparing. And as she does that, you know, her growth is just going to continue to get better. And all I know is I've got these kids for 6 regular season games left, and, you know, in a tournament, and depending how we play, you know, those games continuing on. But we're going to fight like crazy, and I'm going to fight like crazy to make sure that I can coach these kids just one more day. That's kind of how I feel every day. Like, I want to coach them just one more day, because they have brought so much joy for me every single day. I mean, they keep me on my toes. They're hilarious. They work really, really hard for us. You know, we train in the morning. Their attitudes have been off the chart positive. They lead. Like I said last week, they do it without me there. And they do. I mean, they are rocking and ready to roll, and they're coaching one another right now. And it just makes for a really, really fun environment.
Again, you're listening to the Heather Macy Coaches Show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday afternoon. All right, Coach, so 17-2, 12-0 in the conference. You're headed, not a long drive, headed over to Winston-Salem on Saturday afternoon at 2 to face Salem College. You guys have met a couple weeks ago at Haynes Gymnasium, came away with the 99-62 win. But I think, Coach, with more success that we have, the more, you know, people are going to give their best shot at us. So what do you expect in second time around here going over to Salem College?
Well, we've been taking everybody's best shot. So if you'll start looking at some of these first quarter statistics, I mean, it is we've had teams shoot 71% against us. We've had teams that are shooting 58, 59% from the free throw line at 89% from the free throw line against us. So us evolving as a program that is top of the league, was picked top in the league. You know, we're not sneaking up on anyone, and we're taking everyone's best shot. People are playing better than they are every night against us. And I think when it first started happening, we were like, gosh, come on. Like, are you going to be kidding me? And now we prepare that way. So they'll come over at the first media timeout and say, okay, you just took the best punch. What are we going to do now? You've just seen it. What can we emotionally endure what's going to occur taking someone's best shot? Because, listen, a year ago, that's what we were doing. Remember, when I got here, we're 2 games below 500. We had to work our tails off to become an elite team in this league. Now we need to work our tails off to become an elite team nationally. And that doesn't take us taking any shortcuts, and that doesn't take us taking anyone for granted. And so our prep for Salem would be no different than our prep for every team in the league. It has to be a business-minded attitude. It has to be chop wood, dig every single day. And when you do that, and it just becomes how we do things, it doesn't matter who we play, this is how we do it. And I think that that is what the team has embraced. And I think you're seeing consistency in our performance because of that.
You know, you did, while you were saying that, Coach, I went back to the last two games, and you're right, against Methodist and NC Wesleyan, you were trailing by one at the end of the first quarter. So you're right, you're getting everybody's best shot, and I know you expect that. But, Coach, I'll tell you what, we love doing this every Friday. Glad you're able to spend some time with us again. Said you got six regular season games left. Region rankings will be coming out soon, so we'll be anxious to see where you guys place. But until then, best of luck on Saturday at 2 p.m. Everybody can watch it live. If you can't get over to Winston-Salem, come to the website, greensborocollegesports.com, and you can watch Coach Macy and her team take on Salem College at 2. Coach, thanks again and best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Chris, really appreciate it. Today and every day, go Pride.
Thanks, Coach. Again, you're listening to Heather Macy on the Heather Macy Coaches Show. Sitting at 17-2, 12-0 in the conference. But as you hear in Coach Macy's talk, they still got work to do, and they are taking everybody's best shot. And starts again here this weekend on the road at Salem College. Thank you, everybody, again, for listening in. All Pride fans, share the show. Listen to what Coach has to say, and come out and support him at Haynes Gymnasium. Just a couple games left there before the conference tournament. Support these players. They're doing a lot for the school, putting them on the map, and hopefully they can come away on top of USA South. All right, I'm Chris Sawyer, Sports Information Director at Greensboro College. As always, we'll talk to you next Friday. And as Coach said, go Pride.